Vaughn Albright was pastor down at Corinth Baptist at Loudoun.
I said,
and had a boy there that wasn't quite, you know, a little bit slow. And said, they'd have a good meeting. Said, he got up one night and he said, he got testifying.
Well,
kind of crying around, thanking God about being saved.
Yes,
he said to the preacher, he said, all my life, I've wanted to play an organ. And said, I never have got to. And said, I wonder when I get to heaven if the Lord will let me play an organ. And old Brother Albright said, I thought for a minute and I didn't want to tell him a lie. Said, the Holy Ghost said, tell him this. If that's what it takes to make you happy, that's what you'll get. So that's the best way I can describe it. I don't care if it's mud knee deep and rusty hinges on the gate just to be home.
Yeah, yeah,
we're glad to be back tonight. Good to see all of you. More will be coming in through the week. Monday night, everybody has to rest up and go to church one time on Sunday. Bad day, buddy. Our generation just that cut out of a different. I'm sorry, but a younger generation cut out of a different piece of wood.
That's right, man. They are.
I want to tell you tonight, the Lord is good.
Yes.
And the Lord is full of mercy.
Amen.
Does all things well.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. And unless you've made the world in 6 days, I wouldn't give you no advice to God.
Amen, brother.
He's probably doing everything. A lot of people, you know, they say, well, the grass is a lot greener across the road.
Yeah,
well, somebody over there is paying a higher water bill than what you are. If you want greener grass, just pay more water bill. Amen.
Well,
now, my good brother, Richard Dehart, preacher friend of mine, he's been over in North Carolina 27 years. He moved back in above Ullawal a while back, and he's been coming to church, and he and his wife. Joined with us and got a little great granddaughter. She's a real blessing. And, I appreciate him. He's been a real blessing since he's been to church. He's one of them fellas, you know, I'm going to have him. Nowadays, they're running your DNA to find out, you know. And poor old fella, he thought he's an Englishman all his life and sent in that thing to tell him what he was and found out he was a Scotsman, so he bought him a kilt and started playing bagpipes. Amen. I haven't checked old Richard out yet, but I believe he's either from Mars or Jupiter. He can't be from the United States of America in the South, because him and his wife come every time the doors open, every time we've had to work, and he's been there to work.
Praise God.
Well, he must be from outer space.
Amen.
Amen. All right, joy to be here. Good to see Brother Dave and his wife again. He was with us a couple nights last week over in the meeting. Brother Tim, Danny was there, and so we appreciate you coming. Turn with us tonight the Word of God. We'll read out of the book of Luke chapter 17 and verse 5 tonight. And then we'll read a verse or two out of James chapter 1. And try to preach tonight on the message the Lord's laid up on our heart for this hour. And I believe the message we have tonight will be a help to each one of us, because we live in a time when we all struggle at times to really hold on to God and the things of the Lord. Page 1099, I believe, if you have a Schofield. The Bible said in Luke chapter 17, we read together verse 5 and verse 6. You want to stand with us, you can. We'll read together these two verses in the Word of God. The Bible said to the apostle, said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Yeah. Verse 5 and verse 6. Then in Matthew 17:20 it said, it will remove to yonder's place, it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Now to James chapter 1, we look there and read a verse, page 1307, I believe, and if you have a Schofield, you look there with me, we'll read a verse down in verse 5. Bible said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. You may be seated. I read tonight from the Word of God concerning faith tonight and faith in the Lord. I want to preach tonight, the help of God, on the benefits of faith. What it means to have real faith in a living God and have all of our trust and faith in Him.
Amen.
Now, today we live in a time when people don't have a lot of faith. They don't believe God for anything. They'll put their trust in the government. They'll believe the politician, but they won't believe the Word of God. I believe that God takes care of His people and that God will supply their need if they'll trust in God. I believe that God does everything well, and though you may not understand it, you must have faith to believe that God is doing that which is right. And He said, I'll withhold nothing from those that walk uprightly before me. Now nothing shall be impossible. By way of introduction tonight, I find many people have no faith. Amen. They have no faith in God. They have no trust in God. They depend more upon themselves than upon the wisdom and the knowledge of God. Then I find some that have little faith. Amen. Very little faith. And if you have little faith, you're going to receive little things from God. Then I find some that have great faith. Amen. The early church had great power. They had great faith. They had great fear. And they was a great church because they had great faith in God. Then I find some that have shipwrecked faith. Amen. Their ship is wrecked upon the shore, and their faith is wrecked and gone, and they're a shipwreck. And then I find some that are full of faith. Amen. I want to be full of faith.
Amen. Amen.
Stephen was a man full of faith.
Amen.
That God, it takes faith to live right in the day and the hour we live in now. Now I want to ask you a question tonight. What's your greatest desire in life? Amen. Well, I had a lot of it. I never did figure on that be rich. Amen. I never did figure out that. I got too slow of a start. Amen. And I started making money a little bit. 50 cents an hour and 65 and 75 and then a dollar kept going up. And I thought, well, when we got a notice from the boss that we was going from 75 cents to a dollar, I went home and said, Miss Mary, we're going to be rich in a short while. And Boogers didn't tell me my britches was going up, and my bread was going up, and my gas was going up. And I never have got it yet. But I got good news, preacher. I read in a book where the second million was easier to make than the first. So I quit working on the first, and I started on the second.
Amen.
And I'll never expect to be rich while I'm here in this world. Amen. What is your desire? Some say, if I had more money, it'd bring more happiness. No, the love of money is the root of all evil. And money does not bring happiness in the lives of folks. Amen. Multimillionaires are the most miserable people in the earth. Man in New York had a lot of money, had a fence built around his place, had preacher dogs running, had guards outside. And yet, every time an airplane went over, they had to give something to calm him because he felt like somebody was coming to steal what he had from them. Then some would say, well, I need to have a bigger house. Amen. I never have figured that out. Why a woman would want a bigger house when she can't keep the linen clean? I never have figured that out. Amen. Why, after you're married and there's just two of you left, why do you need a 12-room house with eight baths? Amen. I mean, you know, buy you about four rooms and let one be the eating room, one the sitting room, one the living room, and one the bedroom, and you won't have to put up with in-laws coming in on the weekend because you don't have no room for them to stay. Amen. I just look dumb. I'm really smart, Brother Danny. Amen. I mean, house is not the answer to it. Somebody said, well, if I had a new automobile. It's good to have one. Yeah. I drive an older car. Amen. Yeah. My Chevrolet's got 330,000 miles on it. I love it. I drive it. Got a one Mary has. Got 47,000 in 2003. Got a truck. Got 88,000 on it. On the 88 model. And I enjoy driving old cars. Amen. Yeah. First of all, when I stop for the night and get French fries, and I'm eating going down the road and I drop one, I don't have to stop and pick it up afraid it'll stain the carpet. I just step on it and it blends in with the decor. Amen. I mean, it'll fit right in. And so there ain't no prestige in having that.
That's
if you want to tar off a coupon each month and send in a love offering, go ahead and buy one. But it won't bring happiness, amen. The same one you got, well, the new one will look like the same one you got in a few years to come.
Amen.
Then some say I'd like to have prestige. Some would say I'd like to have power. And some would say I'd like to have knowledge. And some would say I'd like to make a success in the life. But I want to tell you the greatest need of us tonight is that we might have greater faith
amen.
In the Lord Jesus Christ. But we need to have faith in God
amen.
In the days and hours we're living in now.
Yeah.
Boy,
amen.
I tell you, faith in God. You read chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews. Every one of those apostles and disciples, they said by faith they followed after
yeah,
God.
Right.
By faith, Moses chose rather to suffer affliction
amen,
of the people of God
right.
than to
amen.
Enjoy the pleasures of sin but for a season.
The right.
Bible
okay.
said faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence
yeah.
of things not seen.
Right.
By faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the hand of God.
Yeah.
I don't have
amen.
No trouble with God creating the world. Amen.
Amen.
Made it out of that.
Okay.
I do have trouble out of evolution. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
If monkeys used to make men, why ain't monkeys still making men?
Right.
Amen.
Right.
I mean, monkeys won't claim kin to get to men. Amen. Because monkeys don't leave their little monk for another to feed. Amen.
Right.
And monkeys, my friend, they mind their own business and they ain't like Baptists are. So they'd resent us being counted kin unto them. Amen.
Yeah.
I believe God spoke the word and worlds yeah. came into existence.
Amen.
I believe that all things were made
yeah.
by Him
yeah.
and without
yeah.
Him was not
right.
anything made
amen.
That was made.
Right.
He
amen.
Is the creator of
Ooh.
Our universe.
Yeah.
Thank God He's a God
amen.
That formed this universe.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And Rebecca said the just shall live by faith. And I want to preach on three things tonight
yes,
that
amen.
Faith will do for you. Number one, it's our faith that amen. Saves us from our sin.
Amen.
Our
amen.
Faith that saves us from sin. Now, saving faith is a personal attachment to Christ depending on the finished work of Christ's sacrificial death
amen.
On the cross.
Amen.
And it's the only basis for forgiveness of sin. It's the only way for an entrance into heaven.
Amen.
And
amen.
You must have confidence in
amen.
God
amen.
If
amen.
You're ever
amen.
Going
that's
to
right.
get saved. But
amen.
Our
amen.
Faith
brother.
Will save you
yeah.
from your sin. Amen.
Amen.
You've got to believe God. Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God.
Amen.
Romans 10:9, the word is nigh thee, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Amen.
For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians 2 verse 8 said, for by grace are you saved through faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest anybody should boast. Amen. Man, I tell you, church I'm at now, it took me 5 years to learn them people how to testify. Amen.
Yeah,
when I have testimony meeting, I don't want to hear your complaints and your belly aches and your grumbles. I don't want to hear how bad the devil's been treating you and how much you're doing and how low down you are and you just feel like quitting and giving up. I don't want that going on in my church. Amen. Took about 5 years to get that stopped from talking about the devil and what he'd done for him. Oh, you know, I got up this morning, I felt good, and I was going to do a washing, and the old devil got in my washing machine. Baloney, I don't believe that. Thank God, even a Maytag has to be repaired every 30 years. Amen. And I got up today, and the devil gave me a headache, and I had a stomach ache. I'll tell you something, help that. Quit eating that old pizza the night before you go to bed. That'll hit your stomach. Amen. Quit blaming. Quit blaming the devil for everything that happens in your life. Well, listen, dear friend, it's not by works. And folks get up and testify, I've done this and God saved me. And I promised God I'd live for him and he saved me. And I promised God I'd do everything he asked me to and he saved me. Isn't it good that God saved you in spite of your lies and your false promises? Ain't nobody ever done the best they could. And nobody's ever given God. God didn't save me based on what I promised God. But God saved me based on what he promised to me. He didn't come up to me. I'll in no wise cast him out. I'm not saved because I believe God saves sinners.
Amen.
And oh, happy day when Jesus washed my sins away.
Amen.
Yeah, he taught me how to live rejoicing every day. Oh, happy day. Thank God it's here.
Yeah.
Bible said in Colossians 3, Ephesians 3:17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith.
Amen.
Amen. Bible said in Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And I live, by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Faith is believing that God will do what God said he would.
Amen.
Romans 5:1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What a blessing. Amen. Philippians 3:8-9 said, I think I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but dung that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith.
Amen.
Amen. God saves you when you believe that God will save you. He will.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I grew up in a day when sinners come to the house of God, and when altar call was given, all the saints come to the altar and hug one another's neck. Of course, nowadays, if you've done that, there's a lot of dodge scars going on because some don't want to hug somebody else because they don't feel right toward them because they got out and lied against them, amen. Can't all get all Baptists together now in the altar. But back in that day, all the old saints together, they'd hug one another and pray, be crying, and the sinners would be sitting back in the congregation. Amen. And they'd get under conviction. And sometimes an old saint of God would be down there praying. She might go back and speak to one. Somebody said, well, we don't do that anymore. No, we ain't seen many saved either. What it is, we don't want a sinner to recognize that he's lost without God. They want to be a part of us, not embarrassing. Friendly, there's a difference between a saved person and one that's lost. Amen. And if they don't know God, they ain't know where you can drive him. Amen. He's
already
in the heart horrible pit, amen, in a bad place. Yeah. Them old saints of God gather around and pray, and an old sinner come. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. They didn't have instruction like people give them today. They didn't go down the Romans road, which is all right. They didn't have a lot of things off of them, but they got down our plane. Amen. Now, some of the theology wasn't right, because I heard one saying, now just hold on till God sets you free. Heard another and said, just stay down till God gets you up. Another said, if you'll get up, God will save you. And all that offered to them. Isn't it amazing that they got saved in spite of all that?
Yeah.
Amen. I got saved. I didn't know how. I didn't know what to pray. I'd never heard a soul winning book. But the man of God hung me out over hell. Yes, yes. I was going to drop off in the fire. And on my knees beside Mother Singer sewing machine on a Tuesday, I said, God, if you don't save me, I'm going to hell. And guess what? God reached down and saved me.
Amen.
And put his soul in my heart. Because I believe God would.
Amen.
Amen. And God did.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Jailer said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now let me give an illustration. Matthew 9, verse 20 through 22. Woman had an issue of blood. And Luke 8, 43 said, yes, she had spent all on a physician. But instead of getting better, she got worse. Amen. Now, an issue of blood. For 12 years, and she had spent everything she had on doctors. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know back then, but nowadays, that ain't but two trips down to see the crack. Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got a headache, don't tell a doctor, because he'll give an MRI and a CAT scan, and he'll give you a heart echo and everything to see what's making your head hurt.
Yeah.
Amen. They never have thought, my friend, a little sinus or a little nose or what we used to call with a handkerchief running out of the nose. You know what I'm talking about. And it don't take much now to get back to the doctor till you ain't got nothing left. Amen. That's right. Praise God. I mean, that woman spent everything she had.
Yes.
I get amazed. I got older people in my church. In fact, we renamed our church from Hillcrest Baptist to Hillcrest Infirmary and Improvement Home Life. Amen. And I got a lot of them at home. They tickle me. They say they can't come to church, but they can go everywhere else in the world.
Yeah, that's right.
And you rest assured, when that monthly visit to the doctor comes, they're going to go. Amen.
That's right.
And they can't sit at church for 30 minutes on padded bottom and padded back.
Amen.
But they go down to office, doctor's office, climb three set of stairs, sit in a chair, appointment at 8:30, and get out at 1 o'clock,
yes,
and hear the doctor say, remember now, I'll see you next month. I believe you're doing all right. Just keep taking what I'm prescribing.
Yeah.
Amen. Ain't that right? Amen. In fact, half of our people would be better if they got off what medication they is on. Now don't get mad at me. Our generation is over-medicated.
Amen.
Right.
Taking too much medicine.
Amen.
Amen. Now they come and say, well, we can't come to church. This woman spent everything she had, and she wasn't getting no better. But one day she heard about a man called Jesus.
Amen.
Wouldn't you like to have been around somewhere when that little old lady stepped out and said, I don't have nothing else to spend, done spend it all.
Yeah.
I ain't a bit better than I was, but I'm getting worse every day. But she seen that man Jesus in front, and by faith she said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Wouldn't you like to have seen her as she got in that crowd?
Yeah.
Pardon me, sir, but I must get in front of you. I don't mean to be rude, but I need to get in front of you. Little children, you're playing and laughing, talking. Would you mind if you just let me by? Amen. Ma'am, I'm sorry to bother you talking to your friend, but could you just let me get between you? I must touch the hem of his garment.
Yeah.
For she said within herself, if I can but touch the hem of his garment. I shall be made whole. And by faith she reached out and touched the garment of the Savior. And the Lord said, who touched me? They said, the crowds around you. Woman said, I touched thee. He looked at her and said, woman, thy faith hath made thee whole. It's faith in God. It ain't how long you pray. It ain't the position you pray in. It's the moment your heart believes that God forgives sin and God will save you as a sinner. And if you don't get saved, you better not come to God talking like that. But you'll get saved. Amen. Praise God. The old leper, you know what he said? He got out of the leper colony. They had them in colonies. They put bread and water down and fed them. When they got out of there, they were supposed to holler, unclean, unclean, when they seen anybody. And their flesh was eaten away from their body. And it deteriorated around their mouth and hands. And their hair would get white around it and their skin would fall off. And they had leper stalks where they'd stop, and leper rags where they'd wipe off the putrefying flesh where the sun got hot and the smell of it. That old leper got out of the leper colony. Man, I don't know where in the world he is going, but I know one thing. He looked down the road and he seen one like he'd never seen before.
Amen.
He saw something like he'd never seen before. He forgot to holler unclean, unclean. And he ran to him and he fell down to his feet. You know what he said? Lord, if thou will, thou can make me whole. And the Lord said, I will be thou made whole. You don't even have to ask him twice when you come to ask him, because he died for sinners. I'd like to have been there when that old leper skin turned into like baby skin using Johnson baby powder. Amen. Praise God. That's faith that saved them. Amen. I've seen a lot of folks come. Elmer Sharp passed up here hosting Baptist for many, many years, and me and him was in school together, and he was my pastor when I went out to Grove Heights and started pastoring at the age of 19. And old Brother Sharp, he's told you, he said he went to a meeting. They had a 2 weeks meeting. Back then they had 2 weeks, and it wasn't a mouse move. Right. Had 2 weeks meeting, amen. And every night of that meeting, Elmer Sharp went down the altar and he prayed, but he couldn't get through. He'd go back every night. So I mean, every night, 13 nights, he went down that altar and prayed and prayed, and they prayed with him, but he never could get victory. The last night of that revival on Saturday night, the preacher gave the invitation. Amen. Nobody come. Brother Sharp said he was on the third bench back from the front, and said he got up, said he walked down there. Brother Elmer said, I stood down at the front of that church beside the mourner's bench. And he said, I stood there and I said, I've come 13 nights to try to find God, and I've left every night just like I come.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing else to do. So tonight I've come and I'll give my heart to God, and I'm trusting Him to save me. And if I go to hell, I'm going there trusting that God saves sinners. And he said the power of God hit me like the Holy Ghost, hit me like a lightning bolt. And he got saved. God called him to preach. It's believing that God will do what he said he would. And God saves the cheapest of sinners and the most violent sinners. His blood cleanses all of them. Amen. Preaching down at New Liberty Baptist Church in Calvin Roach, he's a Seventh-day Adventist, and he promised he's going to come to church on New Year's first year. Made a resolution, you know. Everybody makes them resolution, going to do that. Old Kevin said he's going to start church. Well, he come over, he lived there first Sunday in January. He come over there. Lord was good. Power of God was good. He come back. Lord, his wife had a little 10, 11-year-old girl. He come back. Boy, I tell you, the power of God fell in that church. He had never heard no time preaching. He didn't know what was to be drawn by the Holy Spirit. And he was back there 7 rows back. Church house was full. And that choir couldn't come down. Boy, priest and his wife come out of there. She hit that altar and started praying. He stood back there with his hands gripping that bench. and his in tears just running down his eye, and his head was like this, and he's just shaking, and his lips were a trembling. And I looked at him and I said, "Oh God, help him to come."
Yeah.
Man, he is under great conviction. He's over about halfway in the sea. He'd come to the end of that bench, 6'7". He got the end of that bench. I'm telling you, I was watching him come, going, I was praying for him. He got the end of that bench. His face lit up like a light. You couldn't believe what it was. Whole expression changed. He took about four steps and grabbed me at that altar. I said, "Calvin, why are you coming?" He said, "Preacher, I ain't never been in nothing like this. But back there, I felt so condemned and so lost. I wanted to come and get saved." And said, "When I walked out the end of that bench," said, "there's something happened in my heart and in my life." Amen. I said, "Well, get down and pray with your wife." Both of them got saved, baptized, and both got to baptize their daughter. You say, "What do you mean?" The moment your faith believes that God will save you, you'll get saved. And when you get saved, there'll be a difference in your life and your lifestyle and your language and your looks. And we're trying to teach a bunch of folks that's never had a chance how to live for God. You can't teach folks to know how to spiritual heart, how to live for God. But once you get the Holy Ghost in you, He'll teach you how to live for God. So there's saving faith. Secondly, I want you to know, it's our faith that secures us from Satan. Amen.
Yeah.
Ephesians 6:16, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, whereby you may be able to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked." 1 Thessalonians 5:8, "Let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and of love." Amen.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, you don't have to live defeated. You can live victorious.
Amen.
I never seen as many Christian so-called parentheses giving up like they are in our day. Listen, if you can't live right, one thing might check up and see if you ever got right.
Amen.
If you got right and you're having a hard time, you're going to have faith in God to believe the God that began a good work in you will finish it until that final day.
Amen.
And you've got to depend upon God by faith in God to help you through your trials, through your testing, through your temptation.
Yes.
And if you fail, don't blame God, just blame yourself because you didn't have faith to believe God.
Amen.
1 John 5:4, "This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Aren't you glad for that? Hallelujah, God. He said, not only that, but he said, Romans 8:31, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" 1 John 4:4, "Greater is he that's in you than he that is within the world."
Amen.
I'm glad for that, aren't you? Hebrews 8:37, "We are more than conquerors through him who loved us and gave himself for us." I want to tell you, friend, we can live for God if we keep our faith strong in God. Hebrews 11:33-4, "They wandered in dens and caves and mountains, and they saw their loved ones die, dragged through the streets, cut asunder, my friend, and yet they all died in faith, having not received the promise, but having seen it afar off." We need faith to live right.
Amen.
If God don't answer our prayer, it's not that God can't. It's that we don't have faith enough to believe that God will do it for us.
Amen.
I started passing out as a 19-year-old. I completed my 63rd year, my 65th year in October. If I live till Saturday week, I'll be preaching. I'll be living 83 years. And all those years that I've been living since I dedicated my life October 26th, 1952, all those lives, I have believed that God was going to help me and that God was going to bless me. And whatever I went through in my church and wherever I was at, if it's a little crowd of 15, I went there with faith in God that God was going to help me if I believed Him to do a work in that time He lived in now. Amen. Oh, we're in a day now when people said, oh, we can't do anything. We ain't but a few. Bless God, we could try. Amen.
Amen.
David come out of the shepherd field. His brother said, the giant Goliath showed up and we're scared to death of him. David looked at him and said, I don't see no blood on your uniform. Have y'all been to battle yet? No. But we've seen how big he is and we're afraid of him. Amen. Little old David walked out of there. You know what David said? That his brother said, he's too big for us to whip. David looked at him and said, as big as he is, there ain't no way I can miss him.
Amen.
Let me at him. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God by faith.
Amen.
Amen. He said, Lord, deliver me from the paw of the bear and the lion. Pull them asunder. And the same God will give me victory over this Philistine. You've got to believe that God's going to help you in your situation. And if you can't believe God, you're not going to get anything from it. Amen. Praise God. He's able to give it. Amen.
Amen.
No, David got him five smooth stones, slung one of them, put the other four in his pouch, and the man asked me, said, David was afraid of missing, said he got five stones, you know. And I said, no, when you read in Chronicles, old Goliath had four brothers.
Yeah.
God gave him one for Goliath and four more if them brothers showed up.
That's right.
Got the same thing for them.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
He too, Hebrew children said, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us.
Amen.
But if he don't, he's still God.
Amen.
And when they throw him in the fiery furnace, lift in the sea, I see four instead of three. And the fourth man is like the Son of Man walking in the midst of fire, and they're loose because they had faith in God.
Amen.
Faith will give you victory over things you cannot overcome. How big is your God? Is he big enough? Can he help you? Amen. Rely upon him. He'll help you. Number three, our faith will send us into work. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Works won't save you. Amen. But faith, saving faith, will make you go to work.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. We ain't got nobody in church who wants to do anything anymore. Praise God. You can paper lay on the floor for half a day, come back the next Sunday still laying there because nobody wants to pick up paper.
Right, amen.
Amen. We need some folks in the church. Their faith will send them out to work. Enoch proved his faith by his walk. He walked with God. Amen.
Amen.
Noah proved his faith by his work. 120 years, and only he and his wife and three boys and their son got on the ark.
Right.
But he worked 120 years building an ark.
Amen.
I told Richard coming up here, I said, if old Noah lived in our day, there wouldn't have been but one man that had been on that ark. The rest of them wouldn't have been on there.
That's right.
How do you know, preacher? Because when Noah said, honey, it's time to walk that plank and get on board, she'd have said, look, old man, I'll make more money than you do, and you ain't going to boss me around and tell me what to do. I'll do what I want to. If you want to get on there, get on there. Peter told his three boys, get on there. Ha, old man, they ain't going to tell us what to do. We of age now, we'll do what we want to. Amen. But he worked. Nobody believed him. Didn't bother him. Didn't have no church to go to. Didn't bother. Didn't have no Bible to read. Didn't have no poor fella. Didn't have no smartphone to play with.
Right.
Well, I feel sorry for this generation.
Yeah, amen.
By carrying a smartphone and dumber than I've ever seen.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Amen. Preach on, preacher.
Amen.
God, he didn't have none of that stuff.
Yeah.
But by faith, Noah built an ark. Abraham, by his worship, left home and said, I'm going to worship. Where are you going? Not sure, but I'll know when I get there.
Yeah. Right,
so I'm going to have that 10 camel caravan ready in the morning. Mm-hmm. We're leaving at daylight. Yeah. 3 days later, Abraham said, stop her. Mm-hmm. Look upon that mountain and said, I and the lad will go yonder and worship.
Yeah.
And we'll come again unto thee.
Amen.
Amen. Elijah picked up that wood and laid it on his back and went down.
Yeah.
Little boy looked around and said, Dad, we're missing something, ain't we? Said, we're going up there to sacrifice. Said, we've got the wood and the fire. But said, where is the lamb?
Yeah, that's right.
And Abraham said, son, God will provide himself.
That's right.
Amen.
And when they got up on that mountain, an old ram was caught in the thicket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And thank God laid Isaac on that wood and started to take his life. Angel of God stayed his hand, looked behind him, put the ram on the altar. Now, like what Abraham said, y'all stay here. I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and we will come again. And Sarah, at the age of 90, believed God, and she brought forth a son, and sang and rocked her by baby at the age of 90.
Amen.
Because she had faith in God.
Amen.
Because she claimed him righteous and believed in what he said.
Amen.
Moses' willingness to leave Egypt land proved his faith. Paul, by his warfare, proved his faith.
Yeah.
I fought a good fight.
Yeah.
I kept the faith.
Yeah.
Then, my friend, I want you to know that good faith produces good works.
Yeah.
I like what Paul said when he got ready to leave, don't you? I have kept the faith.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm ready to be offered. Amen. I mean, if we have faith, it'll send us into service.
Yeah. Amen. Right.
Faith will do something that nobody else won't do.
That's right.
It'll be with you and help you.
Amen.
Are you seeing your prayers answered?
Lord,
is God doing for you what God promised He'd do if we claim the promise of God? Got tickled, Brother Richards, up in the choir the other night, and choir director said, the same page 162, I think it is, in that book of songs, Living by Faith. Living by faith.
Yes.
And old Bill Smith, standing there, he leads the same sometime. He said to Mac, said, I'm a living by faith, but I got 5 charge cards in my pocketbook. That pretty well sums it up, don't it?
Yes. Amen.
Do you believe God can do for you what you need to do?
Amen.
Don't you believe God can help you as a people to still pray and believe God?
Yes.
And God's got power to get a hold of people and
Amen.
Send them into the house of God?
Amen.
Do you believe that you have loved ones that are lost if we had faith?
Amen.
To believe that God would do it, don't you believe that God can?
Amen.
We have needs in our life if we had faith. Lord, increase our faith.
Yes.
For nothing shall be impossible to them that believe. Bury your head with me. Preach the message tonight. Felt like the Lord would have. Hebrews 12:2 said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, sat down at the right hand of God, Father on high. I wonder if you're here tonight. You could say, as the disciples said to the Lord, Lord, increase our faith. I need more faith. What about you? I need faith to believe God more for what I need to overcome what I face and to live victorious. Is there a person here lost tonight? Would you slip up your hand and say, pray for me? We're in the building. Anyone in the house, you slip up your hand. Say, pray for me tonight. I need help. I need to get saved. Well, listen, I'm saved. Now we're going to close your service tonight. I wonder how many of you tonight realize that I preached to you tonight on how we can have what God's got for us.
Yes.
And that's by believing Him.
Yes.
How many of you join me tonight? I'm going to, on my knees up here, and pray a little while. How many of you join me tonight around this altar and say, Lord,
Lord,
I need my faith increased.
Yes, Lord.
In situations in my life, things I've been praying for and haven't seen the answer.
Yes,
I need faith to believe God.
Yes, Lord.
If you join me around the altar here praying, a good pastor close service when we get through praying.
Bless him. Bless him.